Good morning, good morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this lovely Monday morning?
Well, I suppose the Monday morning's doing okay, especially since I had Friday off, so this is a back to work after a three-day weekend. And unfortunately, I don't have my truck today. I dropped it off yesterday for them to start today on the repair on the side. So that feels a little awkward. I don't have my radio, and I could have brought the HT, but it's not going to make the whole trip. And Lynn doesn't even have, well, I guess she does. Maybe I should do that later this afternoon. She does have a Bluetooth system in the car, but I'm not paired to it. But right now I'm just going through my phone, but that works. Coming in through DB switch. So, yeah, how are things with you?
Things are doing pretty good. Overall, had a good weekend. Got a lot accomplished for a change. You know, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. Yeah, I missed you Friday. I put out a call and I didn't hear anything, and then Ross came in, and so that was good. Speaking of, I was in touch with Jeff late last week. I am picking up the Zygo G90 today.
Oh, you're in touch with Jeff. Did he purchase it from John Valvo on your behalf? Or did you get it from somewhere else?
No, I'm picking it up from John. We got, Jeff gave me his name and number, well, his number, and we got in contact and we talked. He's going to call me today to set up a time and do the exchange, money for a radio. So I will have an HF radio as of this afternoon sometime.
Oh, my. Oh, that is very nice. You will most certainly have a lot of fun with that. Now you need an antenna to go with that, unless you're going to make your own.
I was thinking of making my own. Jeff did send me another link to another Facebook Marketplace antenna. That seems more of a portable antenna. I was thinking a 20-meter dipole. I could put that in the attic of the garage and be out of sight. Obviously, there's going to be some, and I'm not going to get out as far because of the obstruction of the building, but it does have certain advantages. It's out of sight. Don't have to worry about lightning strikes. Don't have to worry about it. You know, if I need to get up there at any time, it's easy to get to. So that's what I'm thinking for right now is a 20-meter dipole in the attic.
I think that is a great place to start. Yeah, you've got compromises there. However, you're going to start listening to stuff, which is great. And, yeah, you'll be limited for the most part to 20 meters. I forgot whether that radio had a built-in tuner. I'm almost thinking it did. You probably know more than I right now. And, yeah, between inside and 20 watts, but you're going to have stuff coming in, and you'll probably have to work it, work hard for your contacts, but you'll start getting some good ones, and I think you'll be impressed.
Yeah, the G90 does come with an automatic tuner, so I might be able to do the 40-meter band, maybe even tune to the 15-meter band. We'll have to see, but yeah, I'm thinking 20 to start. It seems like a good length, I think, cause I can't remember what the 40 meter length was, but I know I'd have room for the 20 meter dipole in the attic.
Yeah, like, I forget the country, where did I, in fact, where did I get to? No, it would have been a different state. When I first put that radio together, I put a Slinky up running from one room to the living room. It was from my man cave to the living room, just the Slinky suspended from a clothes rack to a closet door handle to a chair in the living room, and I was able to make a contact out of the apartment to test it out, and that was nice. Yeah, you just have to watch your installation location for potential places of, you know, EMI. You don't want to run that next to any other electrical lines or anything like that. And if there's nothing up in the nothing up in a peak, that's perfect.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to start. And then maybe at some point get a nice vertical antenna that I can tune, you know, leave it out in the yard permanent, well, in the yard on the property someplace permanent. So I'm looking at RG8 cable. I think that might be a good thing to look into instead of the RG58, especially for the HF.
Yeah, RG8's pretty easy to work with. LMR400's good. As you go lower in frequency, the less losses you have from that coax, which is kind of interesting.
Can you say that again, please?
So the losses that you see from that coax, you know, we'll take your RG58 for example, the losses are greater at higher frequencies and the losses are less at lower frequencies.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, now I do remember that. Yes, the higher the frequencies, the more loss you get for those cables. So, but yeah, I would need more cable anyways. I don't have enough RG58 to get from the attic to the shack. So I figured as long as I was going to buy new cable, I would buy what I think is a better cable. Am I wrong in that?
No, I think you're definitely correct. That would be a better cable. I would definitely compare your specs to, because if you're looking for better, you might even be able to get just a little bit better for not too much money. Kind of think of the other popular number. But even if you just open up the, you know, obviously you can do a Google search, you can do an AI search, but opening up the DX Engineering catalog, they've got a lot of tables in there, or look at their stuff online. Yeah, I would say it would definitely would not hurt you, and you would get some better performance, which would be good when you're running 20 watts. And yeah, you might as well. And it's in something like RG8 is still pretty flexible. Yeah, and make a comparison chart of your per 100 foot losses or per whatever length that you're thinking you're going to need, and you know, start looking at your cost per foot and how much loss you have, and yeah, do it that way.
That sounds good. And I also got my grounding rod in for my 2-meter and 77-centimeter antenna. So today I'll order the lightning arrestor. So I'll be able to get that installed soon. I was thinking as long as I was getting new cable to replace the cable from at least from the lightning arrestor into the shack with RG8 and take out the RG58. This is KE2GDQ.
Ah, yes, K2PCB here. Yeah, I guess if you're replacing or installing one section, you might as well do what you're talking about there, and because that's definitely where that better cable is going to help you, or at least you'll see the most improvement. Another thing I was going to say, yeah, maybe it's gone. Maybe I'll pause and let anyone else jump in. This is K2PCB.
KC2NVM, good morning.
KC2PET, good morning. Off of ham radio talk there. Sounds good.
Morning, Jeff. Morning, Ross. You were in there first, Jeff. The mic's yours.
Here I am, minding my own business, coming down Broadway, and there's a cop on the other side of the road, kind of tucked away, hidden a little bit. Lancaster's getting sneaky squirrel kind of stuff. First time I've seen him sitting there, but luckily we're only doing speed limit.
Was he tucked away in the village? I know sometimes they like to sneak in by that church there, or was he over by the golf course, which is more of a traditional location?
More by Green Acres.
Oh, interesting. That must be a new spot. I did see one over by the golf course when I cruised through, and I was well under the speed limit. Yeah, I'm in Lynn's car today, so. Yeah, I'm definitely not speeding through. So Ross, how was the car show this weekend?
Car show was pretty good. It was not the full turnout to expect. I think the threat of rain a little bit kind of hampered that, but all in all, it's still I think it was a very good turnout, and also goes to a good benefit for Mercy Flight. So, and they also came out and landed. I don't know how much you were involved with that, Travis. I know you usually like to just veg at your house that day, or you guys go out and do something. But all in all, it was a good day.
Yeah, if it was Saturday, we would have been gone all day. But even come, oh my goodness. This guy just backed out of his driveway and backed into his neighbor's garbage cans across the street. Man, drunk and work already. Ridiculous. Good thing nobody was parked across the way.
Yeah, he must have something against recycling. If it's a recycling or garbage. But, I know you guys usually split for the weekend for that event. I know kind of makes it tough for the people that live there. It kind of plugs up the whole street for them.
Yeah, Saturday we actually were out Friday night. We went out to Batavia for dinner and we went to Jackson Square for their concert series. And on Saturday, there were five of us. We went out to kayak Black Creek in Churchville in Rochester and went out for lunch. Sunday, Lynn and I had to do a bunch of work.
The part you went to Rochester, then your audio cut out.
Maybe he got hit by the neighbor.
Could be, Jeff. Could be. We'll turn over to Brad. So, good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning, Ross. I forgot all about the car show. I got home from Trap and had some lunch, and I said, there's something I'm supposed to be doing today. And I couldn't put my finger on it because I didn't put it in my calendar. But I did get some other stuff done around the house, so I guess it is. So it was a good car show, huh?
Yeah, for the most part, I thought it was pretty good. Like I said, there's a little bit of threat of rain. I think that kind of turned a few people away. But, it was the usual. I know if you go to it a couple times and I worked it probably for its 10th year now so far there. And you start to see just the repeat cars, you know, they're all the same, you know, Mustangs, Corvettes, all that stuff, you know, all the classic cars, they all start to see the repeaters show up, you know, I like to mix it up a little bit and say maybe see a few different ones, but it's still a good show.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's a lot of, you know, even some of the cruise nights, you start to see a lot of the same people, which kind of makes sense. People are very habitual, and, you know, they kind of follow patterns. That's just how humans are.
Yeah, I'll turn back over to Travis, see if he's back in there. I know they're probably full sim and just about ready to go in. Pick it up, Travis.
Yeah, I'm walking in right now. So I'm going to sign with you guys. When I rolled up by the building, the Wi-Fi connected, and I forgot, when I come in this way, it does that. So it kicked me off, and I had to come back in. Anyway, this is K2PCB. I'll catch you guys tomorrow morning. K2PCB clear.
So, Brett, did you pull the trigger on that G90?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. I did. John and I are going to, he's going to call me today after some appointment he has, and we're going to set a time to pick it up. So sometime this afternoon, I will have my hot little hands on a G90 HF radio.
Very nice, very nice. It's a nice little radio from what I hear. People have had really good luck with it, so I wish you luck with it.
Your audio was real low on that last transmission, Jeff.
All right, well, I got to get going. It's time to go make some parts for PCB 73s, and we'll talk to everyone tomorrow and or later today. Bye-bye.
73s to you, Jeff. And Ross, what else did you do this weekend?
That's pretty much it. I was, after Sunday, I'm pretty much dead after that. I did more than that, actually, for now to think about it. My wife got a new laptop for work, her new job, which I find it kind of weird that they don't supply her with a laptop for her company, but whatever. She's been wanting to get a new computer. Her other one's going to be up there in age, so she got a new one. I think I told you this, but she wanted a separate monitor, so I was going through all my adapters and everything. I don't have anything that adapts HDMI to, you know, the VGAs and stuff. So I gotta go on Amazon and order a new one, one of those today. I thought I had one kicking around the house, so I guess I don't.
You know what's going to happen though, Ross, is after you get it, you're gonna find one in your house, because that's usually what happens to me.
Yeah, that usually happens with other things. As far as that, I don't remember actually having one in the house. I've only used VGA stuff. So old school, obviously, because I still have old monitors. Plus, I'm trying to adapt them to the new HDMI. Eventually, I probably gonna have to anyway. But so far, I've been able to get around it. But, I think this time, I'm just gonna have to go right down and buy one.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I had an old TV that I was using as a monitor for the computer that you gave me. And then my son said he was going to buy two new monitors for his computer in Austin. And I said, well, I'll take the old one. And then the next thing I know, I get a box of two brand new monitors. And I asked him, I said, what's going on? And he said, it was cheaper for me to buy you two new monitors than it was to send you my old one. He said, by the time the packaging and the shipping and everything, if I'd known that, I'd have just said, I don't worry about it. I'll buy myself a monitor. But I got two. Now I've got to make some rearrangement here so I can effectively use the computer.
Yeah, plus other things, plus you just reminded me of something. I wonder if her computer comes with a dock. If it has a dock, it might have all that stuff in there. I'm assuming she's going to want a dock for that computer. Yeah, I have to ask her. And then, you know what, maybe I just put that money towards the dock for that computer.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but there could be a docking system. My last laptop I got about 2 years ago, all it did come with is just a, an AC adapter. But other than that, it didn't come with any docking. I think it has the capability of me to put in an extra monitor. I just haven't for my laptop. But I got two on the one that you gave me. Now I just got to, like I said, do some rearranging, which is always fun because I never want to get started in it.
Yeah, that's something I have to talk with my wife about. See if, how much, and the price tag. I'm sure a docking station is going to be a little bit more, but it may, like, kill two birds with one stone. It'll probably charge it and use it as a docking / I could probably run it even and make it an Ethernet line. Do it that way, too. Yeah, docking station might make more sense.
Yeah, it would. Like you said, yeah, because then you could have it hardwired in. You could have all your monitors plugged in and everything, and then just drop the laptop in. I have to look at my laptop. I don't even know if I could do a docking station on this particular laptop. I have to look at it.
Well, I know the one that she got does. I just got all the plugins. I've got the universal, USB on the side of it, and it's got all the notches in the bottom for a docking station to make it lock in. So, I'm pretty sure this does it. I have to just, like I said, get the mouth for the dock.
If you've got all the equipment ready to do it, all the ports and everything, that's great. Yeah, I just looked at mine. Mine is just single port for the AC, and then obviously there's there is an HDMI port and a SD port and a couple of USB ports, and that's it. No CD players anymore. That's a thing of the past.
Yeah, that's the way this one is. This one doesn't have a lot of ports. I think that's why the docking station is an option. It's got HDMI, one USB, one USB-C, an HDMI, and I think it's got one USB on the other side. That's it. No SD cards, nothing like that. It does have, I think a lot of them call Bluetooth now, but hers has got the fancy Bluetooth. I was looking at it while I was setting it up. I'm like, oh, this has an option to do, I don't know, 5.0. I guess it says it's able to communicate with multiple Bluetooth devices at once instead of just one. So you can, like, play music on one, have it sync to your watch or do another, I guess. I would have to play with it a little more because that's all new to me now. So now the fact that we have a newer laptop I'll have to see what's going on.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, because everything I've got for Bluetooth, it pairs to one device, and then that's it. So, being able to pair to multiple devices for different things would be pretty cool.
I hate to say this, but that's going to actually feel good just to go and work today. On these weekends during the summer, I just work so hard. And then Monday, when it comes for me to come to work, I'm like, phew, I actually get to go sit, relax at work. You know, it's a different type of physical draining mentally. I don't know which is worse, physically or mentally draining. I feel like they both on me at least they have the same effect.
Yeah, the physical drain and the mental drain, yeah, I know exactly what you mean when I was working. Now, for me, it's more the physical. I guess I still have the mental drain as and stuff. So, yeah, I guess they're both good for the body. You know, I guess we need both those types of stress.
Well, speaking of that, I guess I should go in and get working on my KC2GDQ. KC2PC, you have a good day, Brad. 73, I will talk to you tomorrow.
KC2PET, 73, this is KC2GDQ, and we are clear for today. Talk to you tomorrow, Ron.